Wisconsin has long been known as the dairy state, but it actually grows the biggest variety of crops in the nation. Farmers here are tops in cranberries, while soy is also huge. So is corn. Wisconsin is also near the top when it comes to growing and processing vegetables and meats. Today in our series, Project Milwaukee, What's on Our Plate, we touch upon just a few of the products and related operations that link farm to market.
The UW Extension pegs the value of Wisconsin agriculture at $59 billion, while well over 300,000 people here work in farming and food processing businesses. Many of us have seen signs of nearly half that colossus. Dairy herds dot the state's hilly landscape. Operations manager Jeff Slostad is giving me a tour of Kemp's Dairy in Cedarburg. It is one of the state's largest, processing about 200,000 gallons of milk a week.
We're now going to head back to the intake area or the milk receiving where the loads of raw milk come in.
Before we entered the plant, I have to put on a hairnet and white lab coat, as well as booties over my shoes. Every so often, we walk through what look like puddles of soapy water on the floor.
That's sanitizer for your feet, Bob, so that as we move from one area to the other, we can ensure that we're not carrying organisms and bacterial problems to open product areas that could affect the quality of our products.
The raw milk is pumped through a maze of stainless steel pipes and is virtually never touched by human hands.
This is the heart and soul of our processing area, Bob. You can see all three of our systems. When you take skim and you add butter fat back to it to make it HOMO or 2%, you run it through what's called a homogenizer to make a homogeneous product so that the butter fat doesn't stratify and rise to the top.
In addition to processing cow milk, you might be surprised to learn that Wisconsin is number one in milking goats. Meat processing is also a huge part of the state's food economy and shares Wisconsin's iconic farm animal, the cow.
When they retire from the dairy industry, then they join the beef industry.
John Freitag is with the Wisconsin Beef Council.
A lot of it goes for hamburger, but a lot of the dairy cattle also provide lots of good steaks and roasts.
Wisconsin actually processes more beef than it produces. Up to 8,000 animals are trucked here every day from neighboring states. They're all taken to slaughterhouses run by big conglomerates, including Cargill in Milwaukee, or smaller family-owned operations like Abbeyland Foods in central Wisconsin. They package products ranging from cooked beef, brats. Another huge part of the state's food economy is vegetable production. We're number one in green beans, second in potatoes, not to mention other crops ranging from sweet corn to cabbage to carrots. The harvest ended months ago on Lee Lurch's Fond du Lac County farm near Lomira, and things are pretty quiet. Even his newest neighbors, towering windmills on nearby farms, aren't saying much.
You can hear them more if we got a southeast wind. You know, whether it's that rrrr that you get sometimes.
The windmills represent the newest development in a lifetime of changes, Lurch has witnessed. He stopped dairy farming when he turned 65. Now, at age 81, he just finished another season of growing specialty crops.
The lima beans go up there north of Green Bay. There's a freezing plant up there. And then in the wintertime, they bring them out and combine them with other vegetables and can them. And some of our canning stuff goes over to Japan.
Wisconsin growers also produce a variety of fruit crops, from apples to cherries. And as we mentioned earlier, the state is number one in cranberry production, and it processes them into everything from juice to dried cranberries. Some of those products are shipped overseas. Wisconsin food producers have been selling more products to other countries. In 2009, the state agriculture department tagged food export sales at $2 billion. The reason Wisconsin is able to produce such a bounty and variety of food products is because of the state's good soil and abundance of water, according to Nick George. He's president of the Midwest Food Processors Association.
Not only is it used for growing crops and whatnot, but it's used, of course, in the whole food processing process. It's used to cook, steam, blanch. It's used to sterilize and clean. It's used in the product itself.
There's also the mechanical genius that helped propel Wisconsin's food economy since the 1800s, the machinery of the trade. We'll cover that topic later this week in our series, Project Milwaukee, What's on Our Plate? Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.